It's been said that we live in a me-first, do-your-own-thing society. Much of the conflict and insecurity we see around us stems from the overarching mindset that freedom and liberty mean doing as I please when I want to do it. We've lost our corporate conscience. We have forfeited the foundational understanding that some things are really universally wrong, and anyone who participates in such behaviors will ultimately bring harm to themselves or others. As a so-called free-thinking culture, we've become really self-deluded into thinking that we can make up the rules as we go along. In fact, there's a growing movement within our culture to belittle or attack anyone who promotes an established standard as autocratic or intolerant. They say, well, you can live by whatever standards you please, but don't impose your archaic ideals on us. But they fail to see that even unsaved people can benefit from obeying God's principles and commands. In Exodus chapter 9, verse 19 and following, we read, "Now therefore send, bring your livestock and whatever you have in the field to safety. Every man and beast that's found in the field and is not brought home, when the hail comes down on them, they will die." The one among the servants of Pharaoh who feared the word of the Lord made his servants and his livestock flee into the houses, but he who paid no regard to the word of the Lord left his servants and his livestock in the field. This passage comes at the beginning of the season of plagues on the nation of Egypt due to their enslavement of the Jews. And it's interesting how we see God's mercy blended into his judgments. He tells the Egyptians through Moses that a horrible plague is coming, and that if they want to minimize their suffering, they need to take shelter, along with their animals. Those who listened were spared much of the suffering, but those who ignored the message faced great agony. You see, even the unbeliever finds a level of security and blessing when they obey the Lord.